And here's a text example illustrating pretty much the same thing. We have three samples, and each sample has five numbers. And if you looked at the sample, A, B, and C, they have not only five numbers, but they have exactly the same mean. So the mean in each case is 6. But again, that doesn't tell the whole story. It's important to know the central tendency, but if you had to add one other thing about these scores in these three samples, the thing that you would want to emphasize is that the scores are differentially spread out. So if you had to, again, make predictions about an additional score in each sample, the best predictor in each case would be 6. But in terms of the error and the confidence you would have in that prediction, look at sample C. There's no variability. So if you predict a 6, that's exactly what you would expect to get with no errors. And progressively as you go to B and then to A, your prediction of 6 would be less accurate in all cases, even though it still remains the best single number to use as a prediction. But the more variability that you have, the less confidence and the more error is likely to creep into these predictions. So central tendency and variability are key concepts, but they're independent.